Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl resets his clock in observance of Daylight Savings Rhyme and our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, on Thursday of last week, the British government released thousands of pages of documents related to UFOs. Most startling is the story of a man who contacted the British government. He said that aliens had abducted him for an hour that he could not account for. The government investigated and discovered what?
That it was just daylight savings time.
Exactly right.
Oh, no kidding. That was a guess.
He had forgotten to set his watch back for daylight savings time.
Really funny.
So this guy...
I've had that same thing happen.
This guy, this innocent victim, he wakes up. His radio says it's 9 o'clock, but his watch says 10 o'clock. His head spins. He realizes there can only be one explanation. He has been abducted by aliens who held him for exactly 1 hour and then erased his memory as they probed him. So he contacts the government. He says, this is what happened. And a minister writes back to him to remind him that that was the night he should have set his clock back because of daylight savings time. But what, he says, but what about that mysterious light hovering above, eerily brightening the whole sky? And they pointed out to him it was day. Mo, a new dating site is launching this month, and it'll use groundbreaking technology to help you find someone who has something very specific in common with you. What?
They're going to find somebody who physically is compatible with you.
Yes, but exactly how?
That you are both bipeds. You are both humans.
That would be useful. Humans are good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let
me give you a hint. They say that couples, as they're together for a long time, they grow to look alike. So why wait?
Oh, they help you find somebody that you look like.
Exactly right. They look like you. That's the whole idea. Yeah. There comes a point, comes to many of us in the search for love, where you have to lower your standards. And when the time has come to lower them all the way down to you, there's findyourfacemate.com. Research shows successful couples have facial features in common, and the site uses facial recognition software to pair up lookalike singles.
God, is that why I've always been attracted to women with bushy eyebrows?
That's true. I like them bald, what can I say?
Yeah.
Nothing I'd like less to see than me walking into the bar wearing a dress.
Wow. And when you break up, you can just say, it's not you, it's you, or you can say, it's not me, it's me.
Tom, this last week, the GOP presidential candidates did their first group appearance at an event in Iowa. Newt Gingrich has got a bit of a problem with evangelical voters because of his messy personal life. So he blamed his infidelities on what?
Mitt Romney.
It was his fault. Get him.
Gosh, I missed this. Geez, who would he be? Bill Clinton.
Well, it's not so much who, but what. What he blamed it on.
What? Low character? I was asking for too much. Can I have a hint?
Well, Lady Liberty is kind of hot.
Oh, my gosh.
America?
No, sort of. Actually, I'm gonna give it to you because actually he said he did it because of his love of America, because of his patriotism.
Holy smokes.
The candidates spoke in Des Moines to the Faith and Freedom Coalition. So in their remarks, they stressed faith, freedom, faith in freedom, free faith, and faithdom.
It's a lot of faith.
And Newt this week, he was explaining his serial adulteries, divorces, and remarriages. He said he was, quote, driven by how passionately I felt about this country. So I worked far too hard, and things happened in my life that were not appropriate, unquote.
Did he actually hump the Statue of Liberty?
If he did, would the Statue of Liberty notice? No, his point was his true mistress was America, and also a younger congressional staffer, but that was just because sometimes America had a headache.
Bring us your tired, your poor, your weasels.
He would have dated a bald eagle if he could, but they're federally protected. You can't get near it.
It would have been a real scandal if he'd gotten it on with the Washington Monument, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.